Journalists for Human Rights and the Juba-based Defy Hate Now, with support from the Global Affairs Canada Peace Stabilization Operation Program, launched the initiative to combat misinformation in Juba today. Mary Ajith, program manager of the group, says the project also aims to foster increased access to information and strengthen dialogue on peace, security, human rights and governance across South Sudan.
We would train journalists to fact-check and report news professionally and ethically. In addition to working with journalists, the aim of this project is also to empower civil society organizations with fact-checking tools and skills to integrate them into their civic education and community engagement. By doing so, we hope to impact journalists and civil society organizations and also produce media literacy content for general members of the public.
Patrick Oyet, president of the Union of Journalists in South Sudan, says the project comes just in time as journalists prepare to cover the scheduled December 2024 election.
We believe that this project is very important. We have already been discussing something with Defy Hate Now. We believe that this project is going to really help our colleagues, ourselves, journalists, as we prepare for elections. The question of whether or not elections will happen in December is a political question that we have no answer for. But as journalists, as technical people, we must prepare. We must prepare, we must be ready, and we must make sure that we pass accurate information to the public.
Irene Aya, Executive Director of the Association for Media Development in South Sudan, says her office stands ready to support the training of journalists for the upcoming election. She says the media environment in South Sudan is in need of serious reforms and warns that the country's restrictive media environment could prevent media outlets from sending accurate information to South Sudanese during the election season without the help of Journalists for Human Rights.
I also want to, JHR, if possible, to also factor in the issue of freedom of expression advocacy, which is really, really very important. The media is a cornerstone for democracy. And now that we are planning for election, we need the media to do their work without interference. I know JHR has a very long-standing relationship with Media Authority and the Ministry of Information. I would like that kind of partnership to continue so that the media environment is looked after and we expect a more free media environment.
Ali Khan, the Canadian ambassador to South Sudan, says the Kiir administration receives huge financial support from Canada and his government stands ready to offer more support for training South Sudanese journalists to prepare for the elections.
It is a particularly important time for the media sector to be strong, to be coordinated, and to be able to do its jobs effectively, but also for all of us to work together to combat mis and disinformation, because it affects everybody. It affects people that are running in elections, the people that are actually running the election, the supporters, the voters, the journalists, everybody. So at the end of the day, this is not an issue for journalists to tackle or for the government to only tackle. It is one we have to do together.
Some South Sudanese analysts, diplomats, civil society and church leaders have been calling for the completion of a new permanent constitutional framework, voters' registration, trained security forces and a mechanism for resolving disputes over results of the elections. The Director for Corporate Affairs at the South Sudan Government-owned National Communication Authority says the government will support the Journalists for Human Rights by providing improved connectivity across the country. Margaret Labanya, speaking on behalf of the Communication Authority, says the government connects the country via mobile phone services to help streamline the work of journalists.
We are here to promote and regulate the communication sector. Whatsoever you're doing will be supported by what National Communication Authority regulates. But above all, we must ensure availability, or connectivity, the services must not be interrupted anyhow, should also be very good, allow you all to communicate in the right way.
Journalist for Human Rights says the success of its new project depends on the strong partnership between the media sector and the relevant institutions in South Sudan. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shiapai in Juba.